There was an unwelcome bit of drama on Capitol Hill today. Shortly after 1 p.m., a security breach was reported at the Cannon House office building. Police said that a young man with what appeared to be a gun in his backpack had disappeared into the building used by House members and their staffs. Capitol Police declared a security lockdown in the building, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
Ohio GOP Congressman Bob Ney, who chairs the committee that's in charge of Capitol Police, told reporters outside the Cannon building that a man had sent a knapsack through the X-ray screener at one of the building's entrances.
He then proceeded to grab the knapsack and ran with it, but they had detected a revolver, or it could be, again, I want to stress, you know, a fake gun, but we've got to assume a real gun.
Connecticut Democrat John Larson said the man's behavior caught the attention of a Capitol Police officer.
The officer reported that he was acting somewhat strange, and she could tell when he was fiddling around when he had to take out his cell phone.
Capitol Police spokeswoman Jessica Gisabel then said initial suspicions seemed to be confirmed.
At that time, we gave that the possible weapon was a .38. We do now believe that it is a revolver.
Then suddenly, hundreds of people came streaming out of the Cannon building, led by heavily armed police officers. The crisis had passed as the story took a whole new twist. Capitol Police Chief Terrence Gaynor announced a House member informed police that two women who work for him had entered the building with a toy gun.
The item that was brought in by the females. I don't think they had any ill intent. They had their Halloween costumes in preparation for parties tonight and tomorrow, and I just don't think we're thinking clearly through this.
Afterward, New York Democrat Carolyn McCarthy was indignant that she only learned a suspected gunman was in her building through TV reports.
Someone asked me, why are you staying so calm? And I said, I just came back from Iraq, for goodness sakes. I mean, this is nothing.
David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.